And this is our Tiki Tiki Boom Boom.
This is very good. I had that when I was here.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Tiki Tiki Boomies.
Wait. Are we? We're not sharing this, are we?
No, I can get it. No, I just put it
in there
for.
All good.
All righty. Well, I want this.
She doesn't share well.
I don't share well at all.
Yeah. That's
and
okay.
With that in
recommended
mind.
Recommended, some say, you know. Not always.
I don't share well at all, and you all know this about me. Welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. I am your host, Captain Boomies. With me, the furry, the fabulous, the Hemingway'd out, apparently.
Yes.
The broker with the beard. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Cap?
I'm doing very fantastic today. I did go with the Hemingway sweater. It's rainy and dreary out, but in here, it's freaking amazing. Oh my gosh.
So I'm so excited because Ed has brought me to the most magical bar that I have been to, I think, in my entire life. And that includes some insane Disneyfication that's going on here. I'm probably not even allowed to say that, really, because it's better than Disney.
Yeah.
It's everything I've always wanted in a pirate ship bar with tiki cocktails. I'm telling you, I literally have this sea mine. It's a sea mine. What am I talking about? Landmine. It's a sea mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious. And I'm so, so very thrilled to be here with the bar's owner. Welcome aboard.
Thank
How
you.
Are you doing?
Good. Great. Yeah. I'm happy to have you guys. This is awesome.
Yeah, so
we should say where we actually are, though.
Yeah, so we are at the Dive Club. We're here in Cambridge, and with us is Doug Ramey. I met Doug three or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
just happened
give or
to
take.
Be in here, and it was the best 3 hours of my life. So many things.
That's awesome. Yeah.
This is just amazing. It's like I keep telling everybody. Even somebody this weekend stopped in and said I sent them. It's like the Jungle Cruise meets the Haunted Mansion meets a real tiki bar.
It's everything
all
in one.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome. I'm so glad that you guys came down.
Yeah.
This is definitely something special. And to the community that listens to the podcast, to the tiki goers, to the restaurant scene, you name it, you know, this is where it's at. So I'm so glad that we're getting together to do this.
So who is the nut job that never grew up and wanted to have a pirate ship bar?
You know, I would say it would be a collective of us. The owners of RER Brewing, essentially this is the side project, the sister restaurant, some people say, that we had so many really talented people within our company that we wanted to do a kind of a different project and just let that flourish. And Disney is not a bad way to go off of, because that's now an adjective to Disneyfy something, because it's so immersive and it's so awesome to bring people in and take care of them. And that's kind of like what we did with this, you know, it's like our home.
Yeah.
It's like we're bringing people in to have food and drinks and an awesome time on top of all of that.
What did the planning look like? So is anybody in this crew a sailor? Is anybody?
I would say, I mean, it's the location is very nautical.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge, Dorchester County has a lot of waterfront properties, a lot of boats, very much like the Annapolis location, all of that jazz. And I would say that, you know, like bringing people in, everyone comes from that scene already, growing up on the water or always being around the area. That was kind of like the group effort, and it was a team, the executive team of RER, you know, has done a fantastic job with just rolling with the ideas to open something like this. And relatively soon, we started in March with a clean slate and came in and, you know, just got the ship rocking right off the jump with all the ideas that we had.
Oh, my gosh. And what kind of brainstorming session was this? Did you watch every Pirates of the Caribbean first and then go for it?
I would say we did our research. Yeah. I would say that there was a lot of pieces from every single of that, like the same realm, the Goonies.
Right.
Oh, yes.
We have a Toodles bag up on the Lost and Found. We have Wilson, the volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
We have like there, and there's so many little Easter eggs. And a big part of the growing process and, you know, opening this location was every single 1% of the operation is cared about.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we all were inspired by so many of those cool things in those movies. And so every time you come back, our mission was, you're going to see something different. You're going to have a different time, you know? So that was kind of how we went with that.
Yeah. That's what I loved is, like, you know, if you go the Disney route, there's the hidden Mickeys. I guess here you would have the hidden Bernards.
Yeah. The all hidden over, Captain, you know, Bernard.
There's storylines everywhere.
Yeah, and exactly.
It's amazing. I mean, I
want to do the Wikipedia page. Yeah. This needs to be a group effort for sure.
For those of you that are only listening to the audio version of this podcast, I'm going to explain it to you in the best way that I possibly can. We are sitting in the tikiest, but overhead is all wood and dark, but in every corner there's some kind of nautical fun. When you first open the door, it's a big Kraken stained glass, and there's the USS Nectar. What am I looking
at? That's
what
we're aboard. Yeah. The USS Nectar. That's the boat name. Yeah.
That's fantastic. There's ships and bottles. There's blinky lights. There's, oh my God, the ceiling. It looks like you're underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
very, very immersive.
Holy cow.
Literally.
Yeah, quite literally, yeah. And I can even tell you guys a little bit of the storyline as well, you know.
Yes, please.
Yes, of course. So essentially what we're aboard right now, when you walk in through the front door walking the plank in, is the USS Nectar, which is the boat that Captain Bernard Jenkins, that is, had been searching for the Chessie Monster for so long on, even internationally. And this all throughout our travels, we have a dining room in the back that is called the Captain's Quarters. Essentially, that's like memory lane of a lot of the captain's travels through, I mean, all ends of the world. And all of that evidence and, you know, just research has brought us into Cambridge, where Chessie, the sea monster, is somewhere in the Chesapeake Bay. And essentially, that's kind of
where the concept is. Hang on a second. I'm not from Maryland. Mm. I'm new to the Chesapeake Bay. So now I need to... I hate when I have to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ed, can you explain to me what we're talking about?
Sure. So Chessie is like the Chesapeake version of Nessie, the Loch Ness monster.
Okay.
Some people say the stepsister. Some people say the cousin.
Yeah. Somehow.
There's lineage. There's lineage to be drawn.
I'm pretty sure she has a different accent, but just slightly.
Yeah. It's the Eastern Shore accent.
Yeah. Don't you know, hon? Hey, hon, I'm a Chessie. I'm a Chessie
monster.
You've
been trying to find me for years.
Hey, wow. Hon, you want crabs? No problem.
Yeah.
You all are too good at that. It's really atrocious. Okay. So now there's... All right. Now I'm getting the through line. Captain's hunting Chessie.
Bingo.
The monster of the Chesapeake.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stories are there about this monster? Like, what are we, or is it just a cutesy thing? Like,
I want to say it's a cutesy thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff you see when you're out there, out on the open water, where
the mysterious,
you know,
open water,
twilight, or
the 9 feet
right before dawn,
Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah,
you see things. You know, a crab buoy. All of a sudden, it becomes something else.
So when they
else,
open up the Conowingo Dam,
well, of course,
and now
when they
Jesse's
do that,
and then
you got all
the
stuff out there. You know,
yeah,
it's everything you got to look out for. So
it was the first sighting of Chessie, and I'm a very well versed person in the storyline, of
in
course,
the Chessiverse.
In the Chessiverse, yeah. And the first sighting of Chessie was July 17th of 1932.
Ooh.
Which is July 17th is the birthday of Captain Bernard.
Oh,
and he was 35 years old when he first saw Chessie.
Oh.
So that's where this all began.
Gotcha.
I mean, some people say he's a time traveler, but I think they got hit in the head with a cup of coconuts here and there. You know, it's all blurry. So, yeah. There's so many stories that go into the whole concept.
Well, it's awesome. So... I want to just pick a thing here and ask you about it, because that's going to help me get people into this. So I'm looking at what looks like a very pregnant mermaid above us, and she is lovely.
She's just bloated. She's had a lot of the food.
She's
here.
Just eaten a lot. I need to do that.
Yeah.
But she's fascinating, and she's pulling on this line, and I'm not. I don't really know where that line's going.
I know,
I'm slightly worried there's a trap here that I'm going to get?
I don't really want to ruin it for you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of maidens around the ship that definitely have the names. We have Clarabelle in the back room. That's the captain's daughter.
Oh.
Mary Celeste is one of our cocktails. And also, there's a great story about Mary Celeste. For those who don't know, if you guys want to do your research, definitely Google Mary Celeste. There's a great story behind that. And we have her on the front side of the boat there. You'll see that when you first walk in. And then, I don't know, we don't really have a name for her yet. I haven't come up with one. We could definitely, let us know in the comments what you guys think her name should be.
Name the mermaid.
Name the mermaid. Let's play a little game. Yeah.
Her name's Bloaty.
She's Bloaty. She's fully laden, it looks like.
She's fully laden. No, she's fascinating. I love that. There's, so do you do any boating yourself? This is such a boating town. I mean, I've come here by boat more than I've ever come here by car. This was the first time for me.
Yeah.
How far are we from the water?
Yeah. It's like hop, skip, and a jump,
yeah,
I would
three
say.
Blocks?
Yeah. Yeah. There's three actually, blocks, yeah. If you go this way, which that doesn't mean anything to you, the audio listeners, south of us, there's actually a ramp that goes all the way down to like the outsides of the Choptank River.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a, it's really, really close. We get a lot of people in the summertime that come by boat and just kind of walk in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of a.
What are people's reactions like? Because I know what mine was. It was ridiculous. I basically walked in here and went, oh my God. Yeah. You knew how I live here.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right.
That's exactly how it went.
I mean, and it's all linear. Everybody feels
deja
the same.
Deja vu.
Yeah, yeah. I catch a lot of people just staring off.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool. You know, like the atmosphere is like 80% of the battle here.
Is it hard to get in here when on the weekends, let's say?
I will say our restaurant is a little bit small on the smaller side comparatively to other places. Mm-hmm. We only have 10 tables. But we have a really good organization for that. We do all of our reservations on OpenTable. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy. It's really interactive for you to just go in, know where you're sitting, your time frame. I mean, it's all very, very easy. And we get people that are here for like an hour, anywhere from 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, and just hanging out. We actually just started brunch as well. So that's a whole nother aspect of the dining experience that we're doing. Yeah.
Brunch.
Yeah.
Nice.
And what sailor doesn't like brunch?
I mean, the Annapolis sailors are all about their brunch.
Oh,
yes.
So very much about the brunch.
Ladies, just so you all know what we're doing next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Endless mimosas.
Hey-o! Oh, man. But, okay, mimosa is a boring cocktail.
Sure, sure.
What you've got in front of me is something I was totally not expecting, but man, am I a sucker for fun glassware. Mm-hmm. And then I heard you talking about these cocktails and you were describing them in a way that was very arty farty, for lack of
absolutely. Yeah. I would say that a big part of the menu building process was doing the research, because I'd always had a little bit of a background in cocktails and the cocktail making side of it, with liqueurs and spirits in general. But the concept of tiki was so foreign to me.
Right.
I haven't had a lot of like experience with traditional, there's like this whole world of like tiki classic cocktails. And so it was just kind of splitting those up. Let's do all of the tiki classics that so many people are so used to by name. So your Mai Tai, we do a diver's Mai Tai, the Bushwhacker from the islands,
also very good.
Yeah, the Jungle Bird to, you know, like there's so many, Three Dots and a Dash. there's so many little, and so essentially our specialty menu, what we wanted to do specifically was a lot of twists on those, like modern twists with new age, you know, ways of clarifying spirits and doing like juice combinations, doing stuff with allspice and just all of these cool aspects to it. So that was a big part of that.
You would have had to do tons of research. I mean, even just Three Dots and a Dash. I'm sitting here panicking. I'm like, I know what Three Dots is. I don't know what a dash is.
Thing,
Like, oh, man. Like, Morse code? What? Who knows Morse code anymore?
Right, yeah.
You probably do, you weirdo. Yeah. God, you're so gross.
That's okay.
I hate you.
Yeah, still use it.
I know.
Ed, stop being salty.
Wrote my resume
me.
In it. Yeah.
So irritating.
But, yeah, no, it was a lot of I will say it was a lot of fun. It was very organic. You know, it was just kind of like fun ideas throwing in the air and we catch them, you know. I was very much like an artist that listens to his own music in the sense, because I hadn't been to so many of these like cool other tiki bars, but it's definitely on my list now. Ooh. Just seeing it, you know.
Well, some of the fun things that I experienced just as a patron a few weeks ago was, you know, of course the atmosphere, but it's more than just what you see as the atmosphere. It's the bartender's interaction with you. It's the customer interaction as well. I mean, there's like,
he's wearing a captain's hat.
I mean, there's a whole siren that you get to crank on. And even the music choices. So it's very kitschy. There was Star Wars themed tiki music going on.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you could, of course, you saw all of the, you know, the Gen Xers were kind of like, wait a minute. What is this? I recognize this guy? But this doesn't go together. Wait. What is this?
Yeah.
Little Jeff Goldblum kicking in.
That's right.
Like, I don't know.
I think that it was, like I said, it was organic. You know, a lot of us were just kind of sitting in a circle and like spitballing ideas. And I think that a big part of it was, you know, like it was fun, you know, and when you make it fun, it's like you can do it forever.
It does feel like everybody said, oh, you've got to have this. And it's like everybody in that circle said it and you all kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, everything. There's so many different things,
even down to like the employee stories, you know, like people that work here have their stories on how they joined the ship. And like one of my favorites, I'll bring him up because he's a good friend of mine also. We say that Scotty, you know, or one of our bartenders, he got lifted on a raft and he was out, you know, at sea for probably about 2 weeks and he was sunburnt. He was naked. He was afraid. He was, you know, and then he kind of aborted the ship with desperation. And we brought him on. We taught him everything he needed to know. We got him some aloe for the sunburn, you know, where the sun don't shine, you know. Mm-hmm. And so then people, you know, I'll tell people that story and they'll look at Scotty and go, well, where'd you find him? And he goes, oh, we found him on Indeed. You know, so it's like, you know, because it can be gimmicky, but it also is like very modern and it's very like funny. And so, yeah, it's always like, you know, when people come in, we just gotta give everybody the same, you know, all the same attention and story. So.
Yeah, there was definitely that going on. And then, like, we made best friends with the people sitting next to us who are locals, and they come down. And, you know, it was a fantastic afternoon. And really, it was an afternoon. It wasn't like I can't imagine you just pop in here and have a beer and leave. Like, that's like,
Well, you know, I think, and that's like the whole dive club concept was it, you know, this dive bar, like, phrase,
right.
You know, has been so over, like, I don't know, it's like, it's just overreacted a little bit. People, like, it doesn't have to be, you know, like, you walk in, you get a beer, and then you leave, and that's a dive bar. You know, like, no, it's like, you're here for a set amount of time, and then you go, and you're like, I gotta tell everybody about this. So, I think that was a big proponent of the dive bar, like, in the dive bar, the dive club.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a twist on dive. And so that's why we just like took that and ran with it or swam with it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Can't help yourself.
Right.
Yes. Well, okay. I was kind of ignoring you both for a minute there because I just had a bite of whatever little fabulous fritter that
delicious.
Was.
Delicious. Conch fritter.
My God. That was so good. It's just got right amount of spiciness going on.
This recipe was redone probably about 7 times before we like were like, oh yeah, this is the one. Yeah.
Amazing. Completely amazing.
So it was like, you know, we just everything that we took, we had to take, you know, full throttle.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think what people are missing is yes, you're calling it the dive club.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I would not call this a dive bar.
Mm-mm, no.
I think dive bar, I think PBR in a can,
right,
and there's just disgusting dirt on the floor.
They got bowling alleys in the back. Or
bras
something.
On the ceiling.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Place.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were like, let's just forget about that whole thing.
No, this is this is such a different experience. And while I do see that you've added some fake cobwebs in places.
You know how much we had to pay that spider? Oh my goodness gracious.
Charlotte is expensive.
Yeah, yeah. She had to take a vacation after all this. Yeah. So, yeah.
It is
wonderful.
Immaculate and gorgeous, and the woodwork looks like it took somebody a long time.
A lot of domestic wood, yeah.
Oh,
a lot of driftwood,
man.
Too, though, to be fair.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm looking around now. I'm seeing some stuff. I'm also seeing a very smiling, lovely lady down there.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. What a fabulous place. And thank you so much for letting us sneak in here.
Absolutely.
So early.
I'm so glad that we could bring you guys in. Yeah.
This is really cool. Ed.
Yes.
How did you hear about this place? I think you said it, but.
My cousin was here right after they opened, I think, somewhere around the Thanksgiving-ish time.
What did that look like in this town? That must have been just opening here. Yeah. Like, what did that look like? Did the whole town go like, oh, what's happening here?
Yeah. Or I think it was a big thing was like, there's so much going on exterior to the restaurant. There's a lot of wonder. People are like, what's going on in there? So then it was just a matter of pulling the door and just being in awe. You know?
So Cambridge is the town that this bar is located in, is located on the Chesapeake Bay off of one of the rivers that feeds the Chesapeake Bay. And I wouldn't call it a big town, but it is the place where it's known for Harriet Tubman's hometown. It's known for it being a fabulous port down here on the eastern shore of Maryland. Oh, it's definitely known for some blue crabs.
Mm-hmm. Good seafood.
But I guess I wasn't expecting, I would expect this to be in a much bigger city. I would expect something like this to exist somewhere that had, I don't know, more humans per capita.
Definitely known as being a seasonal location.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we definitely get a lot of tourism is a word I wouldn't use, but it's a good one for right now. Okay. I think people come in and they know Cambridge and there's a lot to view and see. And also the Hyatt being right there, a large location for rooms for people to come in.
Yeah.
I think it's just Cambridge is definitely growing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And the variety and the choice is definitely something a lot of people are seeing now.
So does the Chamber of Commerce try to hit you guys up all the time and be like, yo, you guys,
what are you guys doing in there? I think I will say the community in Cambridge is everyone works together. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the same mission. We want it to be this like growing, especially post-COVID, which is a word you could use if you wanted to talk about a mark in time. But yeah, no, it's definitely something that everyone that's here works together.
Yeah. You know,
there's no competition. There's no animosity. There's no, like, everybody here is for the same thing. So Chamber of Commerce, the restaurant owners, everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the more people that come in, the better for everyone.
Absolutely.
Have you ever sold any boats around here, Ed?
I have.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well.
I'm looking to sell more.
Oh, yes.
Sailboats, of course.
Well, hopefully we can help you work with that.
I was going to say,
bring people in and, you know.
How deep is the job tank? I don't actually... She's got a decent amount of water over there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There are parts that are like 9 feet deep, though. You know, it's like not very...
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty shallow in some spots.
Now she's thinking.
Right.
I realize I've only been here by powerboat. Yeah. I've never been here by sailboat before.
Never been here by boat.
Ha! I am astonished.
I know, right?
It seems very unlikely.
Not here.
I'm feeling
but Singapore many times.
Oh. Oh man, I'm still having a hard time even expressing myself because I'm so overwhelmed by new things that I keep seeing. Do you have a favorite thing in here?
You know, that's a great question. I've never actually considered. I think it changes.
Okay.
It's kind of like a favorite song like that you have of the same artist. You know, like, I don't want to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to.
Pick one.
I would definitely choose the ship bell we have. Anytime a grog is ordered or, you know, we get a nice tip. Anytime, like, you know, we get some new pirates or sailors that are aboard, we ring the bell.
Cheeky,
you know, funny pirate jokes. We do those too. That's just like the audio cue, and it's and I definitely, hey Manny, maybe you could give us a ring real quick. You want to give us a?
Oh yeah, hit me.
A ringy dingy.
One ring.
There we go. There we go. Look, check that out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so
that's probably my favorite. Yeah.
I'm divorcing my husband and I'm marrying this bar. This place is fantastic.
Yes.
I highly recommend that you figure out how to get yourself down to Oh my, Cambridge. I was panicking. I'm like, wait, the Chop Tank? No, that's weird.
Yeah, so like,
it depends. It's right
so
there.
Doug, how can they, what are the hours? How can they get a hold
yes,
of you?
Yes, that's a great question. So our business hours as of right now, we're going to be opening for springtime hours. But as of right now, we're doing Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays from 3 to 10 or to volume, of course. And on Saturday, we open a little bit earlier. We open at 12 o'clock and we'll go through food service, dinner service, all the way up until that same mark. And then, like I said, we have brunch on Sunday. So we're just closed Tuesdays and Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. But like I said, springtime hours open up really quickly in the location. So just stay tuned, stay posted to our Facebook, Instagram, all of that jazz.
And just
we're very updating on that.
And just look
website
up
as well.
The Dive Club on all of the
platforms. Look up the Dive Club on Open Table. You can do it online. We'll pop right up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Bring your salty stories and and an empty hold because
And also let us know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the pod, you know, like let us know that you check the episode out.
Tell them the Funny Boo podcast.
That's right. Yeah,
you.
Definitely. If you guys, for everyone that has maybe they're popping in as a Dive Club fan to the Funny Boat Pod, you guys have to check out the rest of their content. This is incredible. You guys need to watch this
all the time.
Yes. Please stay tuned.
Yes,
to this.
We're
this
fun.
This is awesome.
We're ridiculous and fun, and normally much drunker than this when we're podcasting. I'll be honest with you.
A tightly run shipwreck.
That was perfection.
Yes.
Thank you again so much for having us. This has been the Funny Boat Podcast. Bon voyage.
Good to see you guys.
Ooh, I need like two more of these.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
What's the matter?